Hello, GWA. This is Gods by Night here, and my punishment has now come to an end because my new toy, my new glass toy, is here. And I haven't tried it out yet. I'm saving that for you guys. But in case any of you did not see my first post regarding this, I did a challenge slash punishment because I haven't made a proper audio in nearly a month. And the challenge was that I was not allowed to play with myself at all. My pussy. I was not allowed to play with my pussy at all until my toy arrived. And so no orgasms, and no touching at all, except for like in the shower or something. And it has been so hard not to. I'm used to at least having at least 2 orgasms a day, and suddenly having none. Oh God, it was so hard. And just from being stimulated in any way, I was just getting twitches and tingles down there. And it was, oh, it felt nice, but oh my goodness, it was so hard not to touch. And now that my toy is here, I get my reward. Now, as for my toy, I will put a link in the description so all of you can go and see it. It's a really nice looking one, and this is a toy demo, so let me first just describe it to you. It's not quite in an S, but it's like halfway there. It's curved, and so it'll curve upwards and hit your G-spot. It's obviously for ladies, and it's not good for anal. That's from what I saw in the description and the actual product description on the website, which is Eden's Fantasy. And so it's a double-ended glass dildo. One end, and each end has, you know, the typical dick dome tip. And one side has, like, a swirl rib that goes to the halfway point. It's not a very high rib. I was actually thinking it was going to be higher, but I guess for sanitation reasons, they couldn't make it too high because you need to be able to wash this thing. And on the other end, it's just a whole bunch of bumps that are going in like a really nice sequence. So you get just the maximum amount of stimulation. Oh my goodness, it looks so nice. It's not too thick either. This looks pretty comfortable. I'm just starting to think about things and I can't wait to use this. Ooh. And it's also not too expensive, ladies. This was only $14. And it has a lot of very high ratings. And so we'll see what I have to say about it. So it's all ready for me. I warmed it up a little bit with under some hot water, and I'm also really excited about a glass dildo because I can just throw it in the dishwasher, and you can do that. You can just throw this thing in the dishwasher, so it's very clean. I'm very clean oriented. I don't know. Oh, but now I've come to a dilemma. I don't know which end to start with. I think I'm going to save the best for last. The one I really, really want to try. I'll save that one for the last bit so I can come to it. And I really want to come to the bumpy bit. So I'm going to start with the rib to the side. Ooh. And just rubbing the tip over my clit, and gosh, oh, it feels nice. curve. Oh, God. Hitting me right on the G-spot. This is all flushed. Oh God. I'm not stopping yet. No. is awesome. Wow. And now it's just on the rib side. Luckily I brought a towel in here so I can wipe off one side. Do the other. Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Oh, that feels good. Oh, I like the bumpy side. Oh, God. I was just swirling it around, trying to find if I like one angle better than the other. Oh, that's nice right there. I'm going to just a little bit. Digging the rib side. Oh, the bumpy side stuff was good, but oh, out of the two of them, the ribs give an extra little bit of girth to it. Oh, it feels good. It feels no, just a teensy bit more in it. Hands. I outlast my hands every day of the week. Starting to cramp up a little bit. I don't know. I think I'll review it. Crack these puppies a little bit. Get them blood going back in them. You just sound semi-professional, I guess. Even though I am not a professional reviewer. But so far, oh my god, it's so awesome.
It is so fucking awesome. It's definitely the best dildo I've ever owned. But out of everything that I've owned, I've had one dildo, which I am going to be recycling soon just because it's really old. I got it when I was 18 and I'm 24 now. It is way past its expiration date. But I had a good run with it. Then I have my rabbit. It's pretty nice. But generally, I prefer using my hands on my clit versus a vibrator. Just because, like, it feels good. Don't get me wrong. It feels fantastic. But I'd much rather use my hand because then I can just adjust just the right way so I can get a really nice orgasm. And oh man, I'm sweating right now. Oh my God. Well, I live in a humid environment anyway, so whatever. Shower time. Ooh, shower time with a new toy. Think I'm gonna be posting two audios today. Ooh, yeah, I'm so doing that detachable shower head and new dildo. I'm biting my finger right now. Oh, that's gonna be fun. But yes, actual review. Like I said, I personally liked the ribbed side a little more. But that is just me. I honestly think that, there are plenty of women out there that would much rather prefer the bumpy side versus rib side. But personally, I very much like the rib side. Like I said, it does give it like a teensy bit extra girth. A guy's actual dick is more likely to be like semi-ribby because of veins and whatnot versus bumpy. So in more of a realistic thing, yeah, I think that's why I like the rib side more, is it's more realistic. It feels fantastic and it slides really good. I didn't even need lube whatsoever, which was really nice because I don't want to have to spend extra money. I've got enough lubricant down there anyways, and I also got, my spit. But yeah, glass dildos. Oh God, high five. Yeah, thumbs up. All thumbs up. Very nice. I really enjoyed it. And it's still pretty warm. It does, retain heat pretty well. I wouldn't advise boiling this thing and then using it right away. I'd want it, you'd want to have it cool down, obviously. But even just running it under the hot water for a minute did warm it up a bit, and that felt really nice. I think the added warmth kind of added a little something to it. And yeah, it was. God. Was that five orgasms or four? I think it was four. Maybe it was five. I don't know. I think I'll have one more before I stop this audio. Wouldn't want to disappoint my lovely fans. But yeah, I now have a really nice toy to make audios with and make sucking sound effects with. I'll have to experiment to see which side makes the best sounds when I suck on it. I would have sucked on it earlier, but it's no, I'll wash it off first. Normally, I do like the taste of myself, but once things start drying, it's a little. But yeah, I'd have to say rib side. Well, finale with the rib side. I also gotta say that it feels really, really nice when you just glide it right over the clit. It's nice and already smooth and wet and just slides really nice. That's what I think I love the most about
this glass one is it slides really nice. I am definitely going to get quite a few more glass ones, so thank you, Afraid.
I gotta have one more. I'll just let it sit down there. I'm not gonna pull it out. I'm just gonna let it sit there for a minute. Yeah, that feels nice. I'm just tightening up those muscles and flexing them down there. Right around the... right around the toy. That feels nice. Well, thank you for listening, all. I really hope you enjoyed that. And, yeah, I'd have to say that your goddess is back. That was cheesy. I know. Bye!